How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh outweighed the bad. And I thought we'd...
All right. Welcome back to the podcast. It's episode 14, which used to correspond to the weeks we had been in self-quarantine here in Northern Virginia, but we actually missed an episode for the first time since we started last week. And that's not a bad run, seeing how it's June 28th, 2020, and we started back in March. Well, Logan, what's the name of this podcast again?
The Logan Podcast.
You, my friend, are very consistent, and I appreciate that about you. So, if you're joining us for the first time, I'm a dad in Northern Virginia here with my 7-year-old son, Logan, who is a newly minted first grade graduate. We're in Northern Virginia, much like rest of the U.S. We're in sort of phasing out stages of self-quarantine due to COVID-19, though... If we read the data that's coming out around the U.S. about COVID-19 and sort of rates of infection, that, you know, it's a mixed bag. This could actually wind up being our very last podcast and certainly the episode that wraps up season one. Well, Logan, how do you feel about that?
I like it and sometimes I don't, because I like doing this and it was fun. It was a good experience. But also, sometimes you just want to stay at home.
What do you mean, stay at home?
Like, so I don't have to do this, so I don't have to waste my time.
What would you be doing if we weren't doing this?
Probably playing video games.
But that feels like a waste of time as well.
It is a good way of wasting time.
You always know how to spin things the right way. So what did you find fun about this experience?
That when you said if you want to do a podcast, I said yes, because I didn't know what we were doing, but then as I was doing it, it was fun.
So if we went back in time and, you know, back to March 2020, if we got into a time machine and I said, Logan, do you want to start a podcast? What would you have said?
Maybe.
Knowing everything you know now, would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Thanks, buddy. So let's see, what else has been going on? Well, school officially let out for the summer. Logan, you went to go pick up your stuff at school, and that was kind of the end of the year. It's been strange all around, and there's something that feels kind of surreal about this whole experience. Logan, do you know what surreal means?
No.
Surreal just means it's hard to tell if something is reality or imaginary. So it has a dream-like quality to it, maybe. So that's what it means. In other news, Fairfax County Public Schools has been asking parents to indicate whether they want their children to be in distance learning or physically attend school in the fall by July 10th. There aren't too many details, which is understandable, but a bit alarming given that the county seems like they want the decision to be semi-binding. Just not sure how, as a parent, we can make a choice with such incomplete information. There are a lot of gaps, and if I had to name two, they would be, one, the inability to ensure adequate health screening and safeguards. A lot of it depends on sort of self-reported health status. And then two, just the lack of clarity around the offerings around both IEP, or special education services, and AAP, or the advanced academic services. It also seems pretty clear from the various teachers associations and unions that there is a fair bit of apprehension from teachers on in-person education this fall as well. I hope FCPS does the right thing, but I'm not feeling great about how the fall is shaping up. I would urge FCPS to show more transparency around these decisions, you know, tell parents what is being used to make these decisions and what the unknowns are. It's okay to engage. I think no one expects FCPS to be perfect, but I do think there is always room for smart engagement. Let's see. Logan, do you want to go back to school this fall in person, or would you like to see more distance learning?
More distance learning.
Why is that?
Because I want to do distance learning because I like it, and when I do it, it's fun because I like it, and because I get to see my friends, and I get to see my teacher, and then I learn some, and then it stops.
Do you miss seeing your friends and your teachers in person?
Yeah.
But you still prefer distance learning?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because coronavirus is still not confirmed over.
Interesting. What you're saying makes sense. So you miss your friends and you miss your teachers, but you don't want coronavirus.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. That's pretty logical. For what it's worth, you seem pretty in charge of your emotions and your brain. I'm pretty impressed, buddy. That I think you're a far more evolved human being than Daddy.
Okay.
So back to some lighter topics. How's the summer been for you, Logan? I know Daddy's been a little busy this past month, in particular last week with all the 4 a.m. meetings. But how's your summer been, buddy?
Good.
Anything in particular you've enjoyed or liked?
I liked when I made something with your bottle.
What'd you make?
An orange juice bottle.
Oh, that's right. You took one of my empty water bottles and created a fake bottle of orange juice. What made you want to make that?
Because I looked at your bottle and it didn't look very cool. So I decided to make my own.
And how did you make your pretend orange juice?
So I took some paper, and it has like a label on it. So I took paper and wrapped it all around. And then I wrote Logan's OJ. And then I put this stuff on the back. And I decorated the front a little bit. And then since I couldn't use real orange juice, I decided to use what we had. So we had sticky notes, and one of the sides were orange. So I used those and turned them into scraps and put them into it, filled the top. And then Lex helped me.
That's cool. And it was definitely pretty creative. Can I drink your orange juice, though?
No.
Why not?
Because you said it was fake.
But what good is it if I can't drink it?
My creativity.
That's right. Art is just valuable for being art. And how's your running going?
Good.
Why don't you update our listeners on how your running progress has been going?
So Daddy said, do you want to run 2 miles? 2 miles, and I decided to do it because I've never done 2 miles before. I've only usually walked or ran 1 mile, and I don't really run 1 mile that much, but this time I tried and I ran 2 miles and I liked it, so I kept on doing it. And today I just ran 1 mile because I needed a break.
Logan, I will say one of the things I've really appreciated about this period is just how open you are to new experiences. So when Daddy wants to run and asks you if you want to run, you've usually been pretty up for anything. And I could tell that the people that we come across when we're running, they think it's funny that this little 7-year-old guy is running with his dad. I see a lot of smiles and people giving a lot of little aws when they see you because they think it's cute. I hope we'll keep running. And do you enjoy running as well?
Yeah.
What do you like about running?
That I get to run and do stuff I've never done before.
But do you actually find the act of running to be pleasant?
Uh-huh. Because usually after running, you usually let me play some video games. Sometimes you let me go to 7-Eleven.
But so those are things that happen after running, maybe even incentives. But what about the actual act of running? Do you enjoy the actual act of running without any of those rewards attached?
Maybe.
You're an honest boy, and I appreciate that. Anything else you've been up to this summer that you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Can you believe that this is our 14th podcast?
I don't know.
Does it feel like it's been 14 episodes?
Maybe. Maybe a little over, maybe a little less.
That's a great answer, because no one can ever say you're right or wrong, and it's basically just how you feel anyway, so there was no wrong answer to begin with. What have you learned about podcasting or just generally talking to people through this experience?
Because you told me that I could, since you, when I started the podcast and when we started to have guests, you did the interviewing, and I said hello, but then it changed, and then I told them to introduce themselves, and then sometimes I ask some questions. But because before I didn't want to ask questions, but now I do.
So you're more comfortable asking questions now?
Yeah.
And also, you started to prepare a bit more for the interviews too, right?
I guess.
Like, we would spend time putting questions together, sequencing questions. What did you think about that process?
I thought it was good because if you want to interview people and talk to them, you have to have stuff ready. You have to have your own questions that you want to ask, because you can't just keep it all in your head.
That's right. And that's a good lesson to learn. And then also, what about just adjusting? Because sometimes people, when they're talking to you, they'll answer some questions even before you ask them, right? And so we have to stay alert and we have to adjust and be flexible. What do you think about that?
Good. And you also, Daddy always said once I was done with it, then he would check it and see what fits with what. So he orders it and to see what it, if it matches or not.
That was one of the most fun parts for me, Logan, was you writing down all the questions you had for our guests and then putting it in order. And it was a lot of fun for me. And I could see that you got better in with doing that as the weeks went by. So I'll always remember this time. And I just really love seeing you grow as a human being. Do you have any questions for Dad?
How has your summer been?
My summer is actually, I feel like my summer actually hasn't started. It's been nice being home with you and just the family. But, you know, I'm starting to feel a little cooped up. And I like working from home, but sometimes I miss seeing people. Daddy went to see some good friends yesterday, actually, socially distanced. But, you know, we hung out in a backyard, just caught up. Everyone was safe. We kept our distance. But it was the first time I've actually seen people socially since the start of this social distancing period. And it felt great, but it also felt a little odd. And I don't know. I'm doing okay, Logan. I think we're all just coping and we're all just trying to get through this period. And we all know that it has to end. But to be honest, right now, I'm not sure when this ends, because I'm not sure we're quite done. But yeah, thanks for asking. Any other questions?
I guess I can see that your summer break didn't start because you were always working a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks for acknowledging that. Do you want to do some of my work for me?
No, I don't even know what your work is about. If you want me to do your work, you're probably going to have to explain a lot of it.
That's true. But if I'm willing to explain it, will you help me?
Maybe.
Why maybe?
Because I don't want to do it.
That's fine. I think your life is pretty good as it is, so you should try to keep it that way for as long as possible. Is there anything you're going to miss about doing this podcast as we enter this break?
That I would miss it because sometimes maybe I'd like to do another episode.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you keep track of that stuff? And if there is a season two, we'll have some stuff ready to go.
I thought on the first or second or third episode you said you don't want to start thinking about a second season.
That's true, because if there is a second season, it means the coronavirus is back and we're stuck at home again. And yeah, so we'll see. Why don't we thank our guests? We had your brother Lex, we had Mia, your friends Kareem, Kyle, Uncle Anu, Tia Sandra, your principal, Dr. Zapatka, and our Board of Supervisors representative, Ms. Dalia Palchik. Why don't you say thank you and then tell me which interview was your favorite?
Thanks for being on the podcast, for all the guests who went on. And my favorite one was Dr. Zapatka.
Oh, wow. And why was Dr. Zapatka your favorite guest?
Because I like talking to my principal, and I also liked how he asked his favorite soccer team.
That's true, but he likes Arsenal, so I don't know how we feel about that.
I don't really care.
That's true, and you know what? It's good that you feel that way. You're an inclusive guy.
Daddy thinks it's important because he wants to know which you're going to win, but to me, I don't think it's that important because it's not the most important thing of the whole entire world.
What in your opinion is the most important thing in the whole entire world?
Me.
What about you?
That I like because I have that many experiences of doing things.
There's something very beautiful about that sentiment, Logan. So we should all experience as much as we can and appreciate what we have and what we're able to do.
Doesn't that mean I'm going to experience a lot more stuff?
Only if you're open to it.
Then I will.
All right, buddy. Well, stay open to it. Logan, I have to admit I'm feeling a little sad about this ending, and it's been a lot of work for Daddy, to be honest, but also I've really enjoyed doing this with you, and what I love most is what you just said, how open you've been to this experience and how you've also put your own stamp on things. You definitely have your own style and spice, my friend. So proud of you, buddy, and glad I'm your dad. I'm still optimistic that we can keep our conversations going, whether we're doing a podcast or not, because to me, that's been the most fun thing, just talking to my son, just enjoying your company and seeing where things go. So, do you know what optimistic means, actually?
No.
Optimistic just means being positive and being hopeful for the future. What do you hope the future holds?
More of this, maybe?
More of this? What else?
That lots of more places will open up.
If you just think and for a moment just let your imagination run wild, what do you wish would happen in our community, in our state, in our country, in the world? Like, what is the one thing you want the most for this world? And that's a tough question, so I know that it's not easy to answer right away, but you have some time, so you can think about it.
Maybe to invent something?
What would you like to invent? Or do you want to invent it, or do you want someone else to invent it?
Me to invent it.
And what is that you want to invent?
something really cool, like something you can use that you have, like only use the material you have to create something that actually does something.
And we don't need to know the entire steps or what the ingredients are, but what is it that you want this thing to be able to do, this invention?
A tree that can see stuff and move.
See what kind of stuff?
It's like a tree that's alive.
Interesting. Well, I hope you make progress on that invention. You let Daddy know if there's anything I can do to help you with it, because I'm all here for that and all in for that.
Okay.
On that note, let's start winding down season one of the podcast. How should we end the podcast, Logan?
How we usually end it. Maybe do something at the end because it's the end of the... It's the last episode, maybe.
And how do we usually end it?
You say stay safe, stay sane, and wash your hands.
Should we flip it? So do you want to say Daddy's part and I'll say your part?
I think I've done that before.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Let's try it one more time. So you say stay safe, stay sane, and then Daddy will say wash your hands. Bye.
Okay. Stay safe, stay sane.
And wash your hands. Bye.
Bye.
It's so hard to say
goodbye. Bye.
Be down, following God. Oh, at the road. Can't let you go. It's unnatural. You belong. I belong to you. Come to the end of the road. Oh, I can't let you go. It's unnatural. You belong. I belong to you. Come to the end of the road. It's unnatural, you belong to me, I belong to you.